Rams. Assist Bender, 35-19.
Tonight, a trip to the state tournament is on the line in Grand Island as the undefeated Kennesaw Blue Devils battle the High Plains Storm. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Shelton brings it across the timeline, working on Burr. Spin move in the lane, one-hand jumper is no good. Rebound brought down by Tibbs. And Lane will clear it out to Staten. Swings it left wing to Kimley. Into the corner to Bender. He's open. He'll take the 12-footer. He hits it, and he's hit on the arm. A chance for a three-point play.
Kennesaw is undefeated, but may need a win to advance to their second state tournament since 1992. High Plains' high-octane offense looks to derail the unbeaten season tonight. It's the Storm and Blue Devils coming up next. But for the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Grand Island Central Catholic High School right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Grand Island Central Catholic Gymnasium. It is time for the final high school basketball game that is not going to be played in Lincoln this season. It is the D12 District Boys Championship between the 23-0 Kennesaw Blue Devils and the 20-4 Storm of High Plains, which is Clark's Silver Creek consolidation here over the last few years. And they have got themselves a very good ball club as well. One of the things you look at here is that High Plains likes to score a little more points on the year. They get you about 67.5, while Kennesaw, they don't do too bad either. They get you about 59 per ball game. But both teams have some shooters. Both teams have a little bit of height out there, a little more height in the lineup for High Plains than what Kennesaw will have. Kennesaw, though, starts five seniors. They are a senior-laden ball club, and for High Plains, they have just one senior in the starting lineup and three seniors total on their roster. This is a High Plains team that scored 102 earlier this year at the Heartland Hoops Classic, so foreign gyms don't seem to be a problem for them. And down the stretch here, they have played okay basketball, and they haven't necessarily played the greatest teams after that Heartland Hoops Classic, 3 wins, 4 wins, 11 wins. But this is a High Plains team whose losses have come to Sutton, number one in C2, Falls City Sacred Heart, number one in D2, Bruning Davenport Shickley twice, and that's out of their Crossroads Conference. So the teams they've lost to have all been outstanding teams, and if BDS wins tonight, then all of the teams that beat them are also going to go to the state tournament. High Plains probably has to win tonight. Boy, it is tough in the D1 wildcard rankings. How tough? Kennesaw's undefeated, and they're fourth. They are fourth. There are three undefeated teams in that D1 with Paxton. O'Neill St. Mary's is up there as well. And so Kennesaw has to win to guarantee a spot. They do look okay to maybe get a wild card, but they could lose tonight, and it could be their only loss of the year, and they could end up staying home. So they want to take care of their own destiny, and we'll see if they can do it here tonight. It is Kennesaw and High Plains. Doug Goodall, along with our producer engineer, Stacey Johns, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with the starting lineups and more right after this timeout.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. This is not the only basketball going on our network tonight. In D2, the two-time defending state champion Giltner Hornets are taking on the Amherst Broncos. That's airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM from Gibbon, and it's also tipping off here in just a few minutes. Elsewhere in D1 tonight, Bruning Davenport Shickley is playing Johnson Brock at Beatrice. Randolph and Howells Dodge are playing at Norfolk Catholic. Burwell and O'Neill St. Mary's are playing at St. Paul. Overton and Arapahoe are playing at Cozad. And Paxton and Potter Dix are playing out in Chapel at 8 o'clock Central Time. The girls' state tournament gets underway on Thursday, and then it's boys' state tournament action 1 week from Thursday. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's ball game, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the visitors, the Storm of High Plains, number 10, is a 5'10" sophomore guard, Cole Klingsborg. Number 12 is a 6-foot junior guard, Logan Fleming. Number 20 is a 6'3" junior guard, Dylan Shank. Number 32 is a 6'3" senior, Alex Bender. And number 42, 6-foot junior, Logan Engel. The head coach at High Plains is Cameron Hudson, assisted by John Kuchera, Nick Rodine, and Mike Fleming. High Plains is 20-4 on the season. They are ranked 8th in Class D1. They average 67 on the offense and give up 42 on the defense, up to 43 after their sub-district tournament. High Plains has been to state one time since they consolidated, and that was last season. For Kennesaw, they will be going with number 21, a 5'9 senior, Brady Staten. Number 23, 5'11 senior, Tyler Schnitzler. Number 25, 6'1" senior, Dalton Bender. Number 33, 6-foot senior, Cole Kimley. And number 41, 6'3 senior, Mason Stoker. The head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils is Jack Ainram, assisted by Tom Budnick and Christian Cruz. They have had some great basketball programs at Kennesaw, but this team is 23-0 on the season, and they are ranked second and third in the two respective newspapers in the state of Nebraska. Kennesaw, last trip was in 2008 when they slid in that eighth seed, got rolled up by Archbishop Bergen. That's their only trip to state since 1992. They had that nice run three times between 89 and 92. So that has been it for Kennesaw, and they've got a great chance to get back there tonight. And listen to the Kennesaw crowd along the far side here. Good crowd on hand, and those are the starting lineups. Brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Kennesaw, Tyler Schnitzler leads the way at 14.5 points a game. Dalton Bender, 13.5 points and 8.5 rebounds. He's been a little under the weather here the last couple of days, so we'll see how his health is tonight. Logan Fleming leads the way for High Plains. He gets you 18 points a game. Klingsborn, 15, and Shank with 11.5. We'll take a break. Be back with more right after this.
Are you looking for more protection against bad weather hitting your crops than federal crop insurance alone can provide? The Kroll Agency now offers total weather insurance, providing supplemental coverage against drought, excess moisture, heat stress, and fall freeze. And the program pays out automatically when bad weather hits. That means no paperwork and no adjuster coming out to your farm. Call the Kroll Agency to learn more and get a free quote today. The Kroll Agency, with offices in Hastings, Kennesaw, Minden, and Roseland.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. High Plains getting ready to take on Kennesaw. Don't forget that we will be at the girls' state tournament on Thursday here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic, Norfolk Catholic at 2, Minden and Pierce at 8:45. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, St. Cecilia will be taking on Sutton at 9 in the morning, and Giltner girls will take on Wynot at 8:45 in the evening. A couple other notes that you want to look at tonight. We mentioned that Bender had been a little under the weather here for Kennesaw. Cole Kimley returns to the starting lineup after suffering an ankle and foot injury earlier this year. He's missed five games. Now, they weren't all in a row, but he did miss a couple right before they were able to get here into the district championship. For Kennesaw, they defeated Red Cloud 64-24 and Shelton 61-45 in the sub-districts. For High Plains, they beat Cross County 51-36 and Fullerton 69-48. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kennesaw and High Plains for a trip to Lincoln when we come back.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Grand Island Central Catholic. Husker basketball goes tonight at 8 o'clock as well. That can be heard on 1230 AM KHAS. And don't forget, all of our radio games available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can hear the game live. The podcast is up right after the ball game. We also have photos from our radio games that are free and downloadable for your use. Glad to be the sports leader in Central Nebraska, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Kennesaw, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Kennesaw will be the home team. Anstein, Hartman, Shaw, they are your officials here for tonight's basketball contest. Dark blue for the High Plains Storm. That's what they're going to wear tonight with some red trim. They'll go from left to right. Kennesaw from right to left. Kennesaw will have Dalton Bender jump center against Alex Bender. And the ball is in the air. The opening tap swatted all the way into the backcourt, almost out of bounds, but High Plains does grab it. As they move from left to right, Kennesaw right to left as you mute along your radio dial. The Blue Devils will come out in a man-to-man defense here. Out at the top, the key with it will be Logan Fleming. His pass going to be deflected out of bounds. And they'll take it in to the top of the circle here. With it is Logan Fleming. Over on the right wing to Engel. Back up top. Checking out the defense is Klingsborn. Spreads it out here a little bit. No shot yet in the first 30 seconds of our ball game. Last night, quite a few area teams got in. Off the back cut, here's a layup, and it's up and in for Logan Fleming. Simple back cut at the high post. And High Plains has the first bucket, leading it by a score of 2-0. Kennesaw with their first offensive possession. Schnitzler pulls up from 18. He'll put it off the rim, no good. Defensive rebound pulled down, and Kennesaw reaches in with a foul. Cole Klingsborn got the loose ball. And the foul going to be called on Brady Staten. And it will be Kennesaw putting on a little token pressure here in the backcourt. Handling the ball, point guard Cole Kimley. Kimley on top of Logan Fleming. Fleming hands it off there to Klingsborn. Klingsborn off a couple of screens. Finds Logan Engel. Gets it down low. Short jumper hit the rim on the way up that time for Klingsborn. And the rebound brought down by Dalton Bender. Outlet pass on the right wing. Looking for some room is Kimley. Kimley stops at the high post and finds Tyler Schnitzler. Schnitzler swings it over the right wing to Bender. Bender pulls up from 19. That one's off the heel. No good. Rebound brought down by High Plains, and again it's Klingsborn. Looked for that long outlet pass, decided against it, gets it to Bender in the front court, and they'll set it up. Uncarded, driving all the way to the hoop, and then pulling up from 7, firing is Logan Engel, no good. Kennesaw got away with one there, and the rebound brought down by Kimley. Kimley pushes the ball up to 4 to the left baseline, pulls up from 8, short arms it, no good. Rebound brought down by Clingsborn. High Plane wants to run. 3-on-1. Dish off. Waiting for the defense and scoring is Logan Fleming. He thought the defender was going to run right by him, and then all of a sudden he had a man on him. But he does finish, and it's 4-0 in favor of High Plains. Bender brings the ball up the floor here for the Blue Devils. Gives it off to Tyler Schnitzler. Guarded here in the man-to-man by Logan Engel. Dumps it to the right-hand corner to Kimley. Kimley, a couple of dribbles to the right elbow, now attacks the paint. Pulls up and kicks it out on the wing to Staten. Brady back over to Schnitzler. Man-to-man defense as well by High Plains. So both teams going mano-a-mano here in the early portion of the game. Schnitzler open on the baseline. They get it to him, but does not square to shoot. Puts the ball on the floor, dribbles up to the high post, off the screen. He leans in to draw the foul and hits the deck. Got his man, Logan Engel, in the air, and then lean right up under him for the sure foul. And Schnitzler will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws here for Kennesaw to try to get them on the board with 5:29 to go in the first quarter. It's 4-0, High Plains. And the free throw is on the way, and it's good. So Kennesaw has their first point here of the district final. Second free throw coming up. Schnitzler checks with the bench for the call after this free throw. And this one is going to skip in. So Schnitzler hits them both. It's 4-2 High Plains. 5:25 to go here as the Storm bring the ball across the timeline with Cole Clingsford. Give and go back to Cole. Pulls up from 12 on the right wing. It's short. Rebound brought down by Staten. Staten pushes the ball up the floor. Goes right, goes middle. Gives it off on the left wing outside the arc to Schnitzler. Back up top they'll go. To Bender, to Kimley. Kimley over on the right wing to Dalton Bender. On the high post, they'll get it to Stoker. Kicks it out, gets it back to him on the low block left side. Throws it through the baseline. Good catch there, and the shot is up and in by Dalton Bender. Boy, what a pass. Bender just about couldn't control it. But when he did, he tied the ball game at 4. 3 in transition the other way. It's up and in. Our first in the game for High Plains, Dylan Shank. Shank makes it 7-4 in favor of the Storm as the ball's pushed up the floor. Staten. If these two teams start making shots, you could see a very up-tempo basketball game. Schnitzler pulls up from 10. He'll bury it. Tyler Schnitzler on the assist from Staten. 7-6. High Plains by 1. 4:25 to go here. So Kennesaw has heated up, scoring on all of their last three possessions. Here's another three. Logan Engel. He'll hit it from the right-hand corner. Had a hand in his face. Didn't matter, though. Engel still able to drop that one down in the lead back to 4 here. 10-6 for the Storm after back-to-back threes. Bender brings it into the front court. The ball bobbled. He'll get it back, and Dalton will give it off to Schnitzler. Both teams have a Bender in the starting lineup as Schnitzler drives and gets grabbed as he looks to make a jump pass. So no shots, I assume, here. And we'll have our first foul on Logan Fleming. Second team foul here on High Plains, and it will be Kennesaw ball on the baseline. And Burr's going to check in now. Devin checks in, another senior here for Kennesaw. 5'7", plays a little shorter there, gets it on the baseline. Oh, there's a nice pass in the lane, but the shot that time by Bender is going to be blocked by Shank. And here comes High Plains to the other end. Fleming didn't have the numbers or didn't like him, decides to pull it back out. 10-6 High Plains, 3:35 to go first quarter. Thinking about the three is Shank. Backdoor lob. It's a little deep. It's caught, though. Clingsborn puts it up. Partially blocked. Second attempt, no good. Dalton Bender will get out of there with the rebound. Fast break to the other end. The layup is up, and it is in by Kimley, and he'll draw the foul. Cole Kimley with his first bucket and a free throw to go along with it. The foul on Dylan Shank will be his first and the team's third. And checking into the ball game now for High Plains is going to be number 14, Ben Nudenkamp, 6'3 junior for Coach Hudson. And the free throw now for Cole Kimley. Takes a little extra time, bends the knees, fires, and drains it right through there. Nothing but net for Kimley. 10-9 High Plains as Kennesaw hustles back, trying to remain undefeated. And in those 23 games, they have not had a lot of close ones. Just 3 or 4 that have been inside double digits. So we'll see how High Plains can do things here. And a charge going to be called on Cole Clingsford. He knew as soon as he leaned forward, he didn't mean to do it, but he knew he did it. And he was hoping that they wouldn't blow the whistle. But Kennesaw did a good job of falling down. And Clingsford will be called for the charge. Not a vicious charge as you're used to seeing in the paint, but it will go over to Kennison. Neither team has turned it over here in the first 5 minutes. And Brady State will bring the ball across the timeline, trying to keep that intact here for the Blue Devils. Hands it off on the right wing to Trevor Burr, who has checked in. Trevor dishes it off on the right wing. I think I said Devin earlier. It was Trevor. Shot in the lane by Bender, no good. Rebound brought down by Nudenkamp. Quick outlet pass on the right wing to Fleming. Logan stops between the circles here, and they'll spread the floor. Almost a four-corner look. Out of the left wing to Shank. Dillon off a couple of screens up top. Open three. Nudenkamp buries it. 3 for 3 from downtown, and three different players have hit a three for High Plains. 13-9. Trevor Burr, 5'7 junior, will bring the ball across the timeline. Right side, picked up there by Cole Klingsfor. So threes for High Plains and twos for Kennesaw right now, as a high pick and roll is set there by Stoker, and the pass gets away, out of bounds. There's our first turnover of the game off of Kennesaw. And back into the ball game for High Plains is Alex Bender, and now Jabe Wirtz, a 6'1 sophomore, will also check into the game. Coach Anram was worried that High Plains would shoot some deep threes. They've shot three threes, but it's not like they've been 22, 24 feet out. They've been right there on the line. Off a couple of picks, it's Wirtz on the left side of the key. Swing it right side to Fleming into the right-hand corner. Another three, Klingsborn, and they hit it off the rim twice. It finally does not go in. And the rebound brought down by Dalton Bender, the first miss in four. Outlet pass, Schnitzler pulls up for three in transition. It's good. Tyler Schnitzler with 7 in the first quarter. And it's 13-12 High Plains. Fast break the other way. Missed the layup. Schnitzler got a hand in the face. Rebound brought down by Kennesaw. And they were fouled on the outlet pass, but the officials weren't sure what to call. They did not see it. And Kennesaw is going to turn it over. Dalton Bender, the reason he threw it out of bounds is because he got hacked on the right arm. With that occurred so quickly there that the officials hadn't got in the position that they would want to be in to view that play. So it will be High Plains basketball. So the pace picking up here the last couple of minutes. Off a couple of picks at Shank at the top of the key, guarded by Schnitzler. Left-hand dribble, cut off on the double team. Good help there by Brady Staten. And now the ball is stolen away. Here comes Burr between two. He throws up a tough shot. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Alex Bender. Up the floor with numbers High Plains. 17-footer left corner. Spins out, no good. The ball punched out of bounds by Mason Stoker. And High Plains will have it underneath their own hoop. Checking back in will be Cole Kimley for Kennesaw and Logan Engel for High Plains. A minute 11 to go in the first quarter. 13-12 High Plains. They'll lob it up top. And right now sagging is Kennesaw. They try to lob it down low, and the ball is knocked away by Cole Kimley. And now High Plains has turned it over on back-to-back possessions. Kennesaw looking for their first lead. Driving in, scoop shot up, and good by Cole Kimley. 5 for Kimley, and Kennesaw takes the lead 14-13, and High Plains throws it away on the fast break. Each time Kennesaw has scored, High Plains has done a good job of getting the ball in and going, but that time it causes their third turnover. They were clean the first 6 minutes, but now three consecutive turnovers by the Storm. And we've got 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Kennesaw has the lead for the first time, 14-13, and the ball. Staten with it, hands it off on the right wing to Burr. Trevor off the ball screen, throws it out between the circles. They throw it left side. On the wing with it is Lane Tibbs. They leave him alone. He'll fire a 12-footer. No good. Follows his shot. Got the rebound. Back up. No good for Tibbs. Ball slapped around, out of bounds to Kennesaw. Tim's just stuck with it, and he's going to give his team another opportunity here to get a shot. Here comes Logan Fleming back in. Four High Plains, 27 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Burr to throw it in, unguarded on the baseline, lobs it on the low block to Stoker. Quick kick into the right-hand corner to Kimley. Kimley dribbles to the right elbow and stops there. Now Kennesaw might play for the last shot, 20 seconds. Back over to Kimley. Kimley dribbles outside the arc left side. Back up top, they'll go to Staten. Bounce pass right side. Burr tried a three. It was blocked. Blocked from behind there. High Plains has got a chance to get a three of their own. Logan Fleming, it's off the mark, no good. Tip try, no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. And your score is Kennesaw 14, High Plains 13. This is the D12 District Championship on Classic Hits.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
With producer-engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda with you back here at Grand Island Central Catholic. We want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Howard Schumann and all the fine folks here for their hospitality, as always. And the opening possession is a quick turnover by Kennesaw, and then an unbalanced, off-balance shot at the other end is no good. Rebound brought down by Trevor Burr, and it'll be back in Kennesaw's hands here for a long three by Brady Staten. It's no good. Backside rebound brought down by High Plains. They want to run to the other end of the floor. Klingsborn kicks it back out top for a three-pointer. Shank, and he'll bury it. Dylan Shank knocking down the three-point bucket and giving High Plains the lead back here at 16-14. Give you some first-quarter numbers here in just a moment. High Plains had an early four-point lead. Kennesaw battles back into the corner. Burr for three. Trevor off the heel, no good. Kennesaw got the rebound, but a foul has been called underneath. Lane Tibbs had the ball, and the foul is going to be called on High Plains. Going to go on Logan Engel. That's his second, the fifth team foul on High Plains. One has been called so far on Kennesaw. In the first quarter, rebound, seven for Kennesaw, six for High Plains. Three-point shooting, High Plains, 3 of 5. Kennesaw was 1 of 1. Turnovers, 2 for Kennesaw, 3 for High Plains. Kennesaw ball underneath their own hoop, lob it up to Brady Staten, right elbow to Stoker. Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in. We are tied at 16. 4 points now for Bender, 5 for Kimberly, 7 for Schnitzler. They're the only three players to score for Kennesaw. 6 for Dylan Shank now that he's hit a couple of threes. 4 for Logan Fleming. Fleming has the only 2 two-point buckets for High Plains. And driving is Shank, and he'll get a two-pointer off the right baseline. 8 points now for Shank, and it's 18-16 Storm. 6:40 to go here in the first half. Trevor Burr with it on the right wing. Back up top, they'll go to Dalton Bender, who had been under the weather but looks good so far, to Schnitzler. Left elbow to Stoker. Back in the corner for three, Staten. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Nudenkamp. Nudenkamp outlet pass into the front court. With it is Klingsborn. Cole stops at the left wing, picks his dribble up, goes up top, Nudenkamp, who swings it to Dylan Shank, who has the hot hand right now. Back up top to Klingsborn, and they'll reset. 18-16 High Plains. 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Driving in, throwing up the shot, and getting fouled is Dylan Shank. He was a little out of control, but they gave him the blocking foul, and then he just made a circus-type shot there. And Coach Jack Anram saying, I can't believe that one. He says, my guys are exactly where they're supposed to be. You can't just run into them. And so we'll see what happens as Stoker will be called for the foul, his first, just the second foul on Kennesaw. And Shank now a chance to complete the three-point play. It's up. It is in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Dalton Bender. That is already his fifth. That was the first free throw attempt of the game by High Plains. Kennesaw's 3 for 3, and Kennesaw nearly turned it over again. Oh, they did turn it over again. I thought the ball was dribbled out of bounds there by Klingsport on the far side, but apparently it went off the leg of a Kennesaw player. So the fourth turnover here for the Blue Devils. Neither team has used a timeout yet. It's been a pretty even game, but right now High Plains has taken the lead back out to 4. Klingsborn, they clear it out for him into the paint, right side. 10-footer, no good. Rebound is corralled there by Mason Stoker after it sailed over the head of Trevor Burr, who was trying to box out the shooter. Got a couple of other scores to bring to you. At the end of one quarter of play, Arapahoe 17, Overton 13, and Giltner 9, Amherst 5. On a baseline, ball's moved around into Stoker. Stoker missed the gimme, but he taps it back out for a three-pointer by Schnitzler. It's no good. Ball is run down again here by the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Baseline jumper is up and good by Dalton Bender. Preston Schnitzler just got into the game there, and he's the one that ran it down. A three in transition, high planes, ends up being an air ball, and it's punched out of bounds. They're going to give it to Kennesaw. And back into the ball game, Cole Kimley. On the floor now for Kennesaw, you've got Stoker, both Schnitzlers, Preston and Tyler. Also in there is Cole Kimley and Trevor Burr. And Kennesaw has the ball trailing 20-18. Bender with both buckets here in this second quarter for the Blue Devils. Up the floor with it on the right wing will be Kimley. Skips it over on the left wing. Gets it into the hands there of Tyler Schnitzler. Dribbles it off his foot. Picked it back up and goes to Stoker, who helps him out. Staying outside the arc right now, looking for Stoker inside. Long three. Going to be fired up on the right wing. It is no good by Kimley. And the rebound brought down by High Plains. Up the floor with it is Schenck. Schenck fires right side. A three. Logan Engel is no good. Rebound pulled down. Stoker was going to grab it. He was fouled. Over the back, called on number 32, Alex Bender, his first, and the team's sixth. Kennesaw shot one three-pointer in the first quarter. They've already shot five here in the first 3.5 minutes of the second quarter. So I wonder if Coach Ainram will have a few words there as High Plains tries to trap it back court. Kennesaw really not ready for it. They will break this press. Burr shuffles it off to Kimley outside the arc left side. Up top for a long jumper, Bender. They'll call it a three. It's no good. Again, the ball is tapped out to Burr. Burr open, so he'll can a three. Stoker kept it alive. Timeout on the floor as the three-pointer is good. High Plains will take the timeout. With 4:08 to go here in the first half, it is now 21-20. Kennesaw with the lead over High Plains. We'll be right back.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back to High School Hoops from Grand Island Central Catholic. I want to thank the sponsors that allow us to follow high school athletics throughout the year. These Kennesaw boys have had a great run here. Football season maybe ended a little earlier than they wanted. They're hoping their basketball season does not. They've scored five in a row to take a 21-20 lead here over High Plains. High Plains out of the timeout, a three-pointer Logan Engel. That one won't go, and they've cooled off from the outside. Rebound brought down by Staten. And Kennesaw doing a good job on the glass. They are winning the battle of the boards against the taller Storm team. Kimley out of the right wing, dribbles away from traffic, and throws it all the way out here to Tyler Schnitzler. Get it on the right elbow to Bender. Pass it around to the triangle. Schnitzler drives, bounce pass to Bender. He missed the gimme. But the ball got deflected out to Staten, and they'll get another chance. Stoker now on the low block. Back out top to Staten. Swings it over to Schnitzler. Tyler fakes the three. He's covered. Kicks it back out top to Kimley. See if they get that ball right back to Bender. He'd been okay earlier in this quarter, and somehow that one just didn't want to go in for him. Schnitzler, right side of the key, resetting the offense here with 3:05 to go in the first half. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats, score updates, state tournament preview, and more. 21-20 Kennesaw. Now under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Go on the right elbow here with Stoker. Double team back out Schnitzler. Longest possession of the game here for Kennesaw. Not sure what they're looking for that they hadn't been able to get earlier. With it is going to be Bender. Jump stop in the lane. Draws a little contact. His shot's up and good. Dalton Bender with all 6 points for Kennesaw here in the second quarter of play. Missed that three-pointer, excuse me. He's got 6 of the 9. And it's 23-20. Ball back up top here, High Plains. This is Kennesaw's biggest lead, trying to answer a three-pointer. Good. Cole Klingsborg, his first three of the basketball game. And we are tied at 23. Up the floor with it, Kimley. dumps it to the weak side. Underneath, short jumper, off balance, won't go for Stoker. Rebound hauled down by Engel. Logan, baseball pass to the other end. Coming in and scoring, Logan Fleming. 25-23, High Plains takes the lead back. With 1:50 to go here in the first half. Back and forth we go in this first half of play between undefeated Kennesaw and 20-4 High Plains. Kennesaw slowing it down right now. Schnitzler dribbling in place at the top of the circle as they try to trap him here a little bit. In a matchup zone. Up top with it is going to be Cole Kimley. Staying around the perimeter. Kimley open. Does not want the long-range jumper. Pass to Schnitzler was tipped by Klingsporn, but Schnitzler went and got it. Now Kimley from the hip. The three-pointer is short, no good. Another offensive rebound. That's Staten. Staten tries to fire it into Stoker. It's deflected back out to Bender. Bender forces it, no good. And then Stoker tips it out into the corner. Another offensive rebound. They try to go back to Mason on the baseline, and it's punched out of bounds. Mason Stoker, the 6'3 senior, hasn't necessarily grabbed a lot of rebounds, but he's getting over the top and poking them out to his teammates. Right now, Kennesaw trying to make a substitution. Needs to get a man off the court, and Dalton Bender will do that. Trevor Burr back on. And Tyler Schnitzler to throw it from his own baseline. Looking, ooh, dangerous pass out to midcourt. Kimley grabs it, though. Swings it over to Staten. Brady back to Kimley. A minute to go here in the first half of the district championship. Over to Burr. Trevor drives to the right elbow, picks his dribble up there. High Plains and Klingsporn stops him into Stoker. Fires left-hand corner. Schnitzler drives, wants to go bounce pass between the double team. Out top, Kimley for three. It's good. Goal, Kimley. 8 points in the ball game for him, and it's 26-25, Kennesaw. And High Plains looks like they're going to slow it down and play for the last shot, and Kennesaw says that's fine by us. Just dribbling in the center circle with nobody on him is Cole Klingsporn, the sophomore, hit a three earlier this quarter. In favor of Kennesaw, can High Plains score and take the lead at the half? 10 seconds. Klingsporn puts the ball on the floor, drives, kicks it back out of the wing, adjusting as Logan Fleming. His jumper off the front of the rim is no good. Rebound brought down by Kimley, and that is the end of the first half of play. And your score here at Grand Island Central Catholic in the D12 Boys District Final is Kennesaw 26 and High Plains 25. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Are you looking for more protection against bad weather hitting your crops than federal crop insurance alone can provide? The Kroll Agency now offers total weather insurance, providing supplemental coverage against drought, excess moisture, heat stress, and fall freeze. And the program pays out automatically when bad weather hits. That means no paperwork and no adjuster coming out to your farm. Call the Kroll Agency to learn more and get a free quote today. The Kroll Agency, with offices in Hastings, Kennesaw, Minden, and Roseland.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. We are at halftime of the boys' D12 District Championship game. It is Kennesaw 26, High Plains 25, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Well, coming up later on this week, the girls' state high school basketball tournament. But let's take a look at what else is going on tonight in boys' basketball. Here's what we've got for you at the half on the Breeze 94.5 FM. It's Kiltner 27 and Amherst 19. And on other D1 action tonight, Arapahoe was leading Overton. We're waiting for a halftime score on that ball game. We also hope to have a halftime score on the Burwell O'Neill St. Mary's game, but they got underway, just getting underway up in St. Paul, so that's a 7:30 tip, so we will not have a final score, presumably, on that ball game when we're finished up here tonight, as we had a very quick first half, and the teams went up and down the floor, minimal turnovers, minimal fouls, didn't get into the one-on-one on either side. We'll take a break, look at those first half numbers, and talk a little girls' day basketball right after this.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Doug Duda along with Stacy Johns from the Grand Island Central Catholic High School. We want to thank Howard Schumann and the crew here for their hospitality, as they always provide to us. The Girls State High School Basketball Tournament will get underway on Thursday. And here's a look at the games for the area teams. In Class B at Pershing Auditorium on Thursday night, it will be Grand Island Northwest taking on McCook in the final game at 8:45. Holdridge gets Seward in the 7 o'clock game. And that game, again, at Pershing. Holdridge going to state for the 9th consecutive year. In Class C1, we'll have a doubleheader for you here on Classic Hits 98.9. 2 o'clock, Kearney Catholic will take on Norfolk Catholic. And at 8:45, the two wildcard teams in C1, Minden and Pierce, will do battle. On our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, we'll start bright and early at 9 a.m. Thursday morning. C2 action, Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Sutton will meet for the second time this year. And on The Breeze, Thursday night, 8:45 D2 action, two-time defending state champion Wynot will take on the Giltner girls. Also, Palmer and Arapahoe are in action in Class D1 from Central Nebraska. So best of luck to all of those teams as we are live in Lincoln. And don't forget that all 6 championship games from the girls' state tournament this week and the boys' state tournament next week will be on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM, and on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Maybe you've got a game somewhere, not from our listening area, a team that's in the finals. We'll be able to bring it to you on ESPN and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll look at the first half stats here as Kennesaw has a 26-25 lead over High Plains right after this.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at the first half numbers for the High Plains Storm. Cole Klingsporn has hit a 3-point bucket. He's got 3 rebounds and a blocked shot. Logan Fleming has 6 points. Ben Noonenkamp has a 3-point bucket and 2 rebounds. Dylan Shank leads the way with 10 points, 1 rebound, and a blocked shot. Alex Bender, 2 rebounds, and Logan Engel has hit a 3-point bucket for his total and 2 rebounds. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 4 in the second. They've only been to the line one time, missing that free throw. 3-point line, 3 of 5 in the first quarter, 2 of 5 in the second quarter. Turnover for High Plains, 3 in the first, and none in the second. Foul situation, Logan Engel, the only player with 2. High Plains had 13 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second, and at the half, 25 points, 10 rebounds, 0 of 1 at the free throw line, 5 of 10 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 3 turnovers. We'll look at Kennesaw's numbers right after this.
The Kennesaw Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, here's a look at the first half numbers for Kennesaw. Trevor Burr hit a 3-point bucket. For his total, he's got a rebound. Preston Schnitzler has a rebound. Brady Staten, 4 rebounds. Tyler Schnitzler, 7 points all in the first quarter. Dalton Bender, 8 points, 5 rebounds and a block. Lane Tibbs, 2 rebounds. Cole Kimley, 8 points, 2 rebounds. And Mason Stoker has 5 rebounds. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 13 in the second. Free throw shooting 3 of 3 in the first, did not attempt 1 in the second. 3-point shooting 1 of 1 in the first, 2 of 8 in the second quarter. Turnovers 2 in each quarter. Kennesaw only had 2 fouls on the whole team called in the first half, so no problem there. 14 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second. Neither team has been up by more than 4. Kennesaw has 26 points, 20 rebounds, 3 out of 3 at the free throw line, 3 of 10 from 3-point land, 1 block and 4 turnovers. 23-0, Kennesaw leads 20-4 High Plains at the half of our D1 District Championship, 26-25. Also, it is Arapaho leading Overton at the half, 35-31, and Giltner leading Amherst, 27-19. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
One half of basketball remains. It's been a good crowd. It's been a good crowd here today at Grand Island Central Catholic. High Plains taking on Kennesaw, 26-25 here at the half. And it will be High Plains to get the ball to start the third quarter of play and see if they can get the lead back. High Plains has been up by 4. Kennesaw's biggest lead has been 3. Getting a little bit about what we thought we would see here in this ball game tonight. Kennesaw's hitting the boards. High Plains has been making some 3-point buckets. Man-to-man defense, that's what Kennesaw wants to stay into now as High Plains goes from right to left here. And Kennesaw left to right as you view it along your radio dial in the second half. Flings four up top. He's guarded by Brady State. Hey, they try that back cut again. That's how they scored their first bucket of the game. And that's how they scored their first bucket of the second half. Getting inside Alex Bender. And that's his first bucket of the ball game. 27-26, High Plains regains the lead in the opening possession here of the second half. Blue Devil ball, Cole Kimley on the right wing, kicks it back up top, Schnitzler. Schnitzler, ball fake, drives, off one, off two, throws it up, and there's the whistle. And Alex Bender, I don't know if he got stepped on or what, but he's a little limping coming back to set up for the free throw. Bender with his second foul. Bender and Engel each have 2. They're the only 2 players in the game with more than 1. And the free throw by Tyler Schnitzler is up, and it is in. That's 8 points for Schnitzler. So he, Bender, and Kimley all have 8. And now he's got 9 as the second free throw is up and in, and Schnitzler is 4 of 4 at the line. 28-27, Kennesaw with the lead. Sending that number 4 slot right now in the wild card standings. As the ball is dropped off to Dylan Shank. Weak side tries baseline, cut off by Schnitzler, has to kick it up top. Coming inside, Logan Fleming, up and under and good. 8 points for Logan Fleming. Seen a lot of jump stops and then leaving that jump stop tonight on both teams to get inside the paint, get rid of that second defender when they double-team the ball. Brady State to the right-hand corner. There's Kimley being very patient against a 3-2 zone. And it looks like is what they have switched to here for High Plains. And Kennesaw taking some time working to it here. Coach Jack Ingram trying to get his kids to move it a little faster by pointing where he wants it. Up top, here's Kimley. 19-footer. Good. Well, the official changed his mind. First he signaled two, then he put up three. And Cole Kimley with his second three. He's got 11 points. And it's 31-29 Kennesaw, 6:15 to go here in the third quarter. Ball trying to get it inside to Klingsport. It's behind him and stolen away. High Plains' first turnover since the first quarter. Both teams have done a good job taking care of the ball. Four turnovers per club. Kimley, top of the circle. Klingsport on him. Left-hand dribble gives it off on the wing to Staten. Back up top, Schnitzler. Inside, they find Bender. A little one-hand jump hook. Come up off the front of the rim. No good. And then Stoker going to be hauled for the foul as Dylan Shank got to the rebound. That'll be the second foul on Stoker. First foul of the half on Kennesaw. Stoker has not been able to get into the score column yet tonight for Kennesaw. On the season, Mason gets about 8 points a ball game. Nothing so far. Klingsporn tries, forgot something. It's the ball. It runs out of bounds, and High Plains will turn it over. And Cole looks around like, what happened? Somebody must have got in there cleanly and knocked it away. So Kennesaw with the ball back and a chance to take their biggest lead of the game here if they can make it a two-possession game. Up the floor with it is Staten. Gives it off to Kimley. Gets by his man. Drives to the right side. Lays it up and in. Five straight points for Cole Kimley. And a four-point lead here for Kennesaw. 33-29 Blue Devils with 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. All kinds of game left. Now it's up to High Plains to chip back into this deficit. On the left wing with it will be Logan Engel. Inside, the jumper is up and in, and Dylan Shank is fouled. He's got a game-high 12 points and a chance to cut it to one. Every time one team gets a double bucket lead or a four-point lead, the other team immediately answers. The foul here is on Cole Kimley, his first. And the free throw is on the way, and good. Dylan Shank didn't waste any time. He's got 13, 33, 32 Kennesaw. Shank, who scored 38 against Heartland Lutheran earlier this year. He only averages 11.5 a game, and he's already passed that. The big fella's Fleming at 18, and Logan has 8 right now. And in the lane, the little leaner for Kennesaw, no good. Contact, no foul. Rebound brought down Alex Bender. Outlet pass, High Plains has numbers, but they set up at the three-point line. Wide open underneath, still wide open. They don't get it inside to Shank. Instead, they shoot the three, and it is no good. Stoker gets his sixth rebound. Dylan Shank ordered pizza, got it delivered, and still nobody was on it. Here's Stoker, left elbow. Back up top, Kennesaw rotates it around the perimeter. In fact, he was there so long, I think they've actually sent him his tax form. And going for the steal, Cole Klingsporn called for the reach-in foul, his second. 33-32. Kennesaw by one, and Trevor Burr, who played a lot in the first half, will get his first action here the second half. And Ben Nudenkamp back in for High Plains. Off a couple of picks all the way out just to get the ball at midcourt is Cole Kimley. 5 in the quarter and 13 in the game. Schnitzler off the pick, top of the key. Tyler's three, stuck on the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Nudenkamp. And up the floor comes High Plains. Klingsporn pulls up the three and got it. Cole Klingsporn with his second three in the ball game, and back in the lead is High Plains, 35-33, midway through quarter number three, Burr up the floor. Gets it back into the hands of Kimley. Kennesaw hasn't really went too deep tonight, at least for a lot of time, giving their starters a breather. Stoker back up top to Bender. Ball knocked away for the second time. Trevor Burr runs it down. Kennesaw might need a timeout here. They're a little out of sorts. Neither team has really worried about that. We've had one timeout in the game by High Plains. Kimley, a little bumping at the top of the key. He's going to force his way into the paint. Got in there, lost it. Ball was knocked away. It's still loose in the paint. Ball's on the floor. We're going to get a foul called. And I think it's going to go on High Plains, knocking Dalton Bender out of the way. A lot of good hustle out there. The foul's on Dylan Shank, his second. So a few more fouls here early on. We got a timeout by Kennesaw. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney at a high school concession stand near you. It is 35-33 High Plains. We'll be right back.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rippit, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
3:17 to go here in the third quarter at Grand Island Central Catholic. The boys' D12 District Championship game. High Plains, 35. Undefeated Kennesaw, 33. Blue Devil ball off the inbound. Short bounce pass out of the wing. They try to reverse it over to Burr. But getting in the way was Klingsporn, and they're going to have to just set things up. Burr backs up. Ball screened by Schnitzler. Draws the double team. Burr to the baseline. Still needs some help. He's trapped. Throws it to the left-hand corner. There's Bender. He attacks the circle. Kicks it back out to Stoker. Wasn't ready. His shot's no good. Burr with a rebound in the trees. Puts it up. No good. Rebound, Schnitzler. He's fouled. High Plains not liking that. And right now, Kennesaw continues to dominate the boards. That's how they're hanging in this game. And the foul is on Ben Nudenkamp, his first and the team's fourth. And at the line, Tyler Schnitzler to shoot two in the first one. That's a little flat, no good. That's his first miss after hitting the first four. Alex Bender now back in. And checking out will be Ben Nudenkamp. For Coach Cameron Hudson's eighth-ranked Storm, second free throw, Schnitzler hits it. 35-34 High Plains. They bring the ball across the timeline with 2:45 left to go in the third quarter of play. Moving right along here in the D12 championship. Up top with it is Engel into the paint, forcing that jumper and getting it to go is Dylan Shank. What a great job of controlling his body as he was looking into the crowd, had his left shoulder towards the rim and just kind of shot put it up there. 5 1/4, 15 in the game for Dylan Shank. 37-34 High Plains driving in Burr. He got by his man, but then as he went into the second man, put it up too strong. Backside rebound, Stoker, and he'll score. Now, Coach Hudson will be disappointed about that, but the reason Stoker was open is because the man covering him had to go get up on Burr. Three-pointer at the other end, no good. Offensive rebound, back up and in, and a foul. Maybe a walk, but a foul to go along with it. And High Plains got a chance to answer right back here as they take advantage of an offensive rebound. And it's Logan Fleming to go to the line. Got his first rebound of the game. He's got 10 points. This will be his first free throw. The foul is called on Mason Stoker. That is his third. And Coach Ingram going to leave him in there. He's still on the floor with a minute, 2 minutes and 6 seconds to go in the third quarter. Free throw is up, and it is good to complete the three-point play. And Fleming has 5 1/4, 11 in the game, 40-36 High Plains. Trevor Burr on the right wing with it here for Kennesaw, who has not trailed much in the second half of games this year, and they do right now by four. They were up by four moments ago. Schnitzler drives, draws the contact, no whistle, put it up and in. Tyler leaned in to try to get the whistle. He was able to make the bucket. He's got 5 1/4, 12 in a game. High Plains quickly up into the front court, into the hands there of Jabe Wirtz, who's back in to Klingsporn. Back over to Wirtz. Off a couple of picks up top. Ball fake by Klingsporn. Hands it off there to the left elbow, Wirtz. Back to Klingsporn. Drives the baseline. That's Fleming, and Logan puts it up and in. And things are starting to open up a little more here in the last 2 minutes. 42-38 High Plains. Trevor Burr on the right wing. Kennesaw needs some points, but they also got to find a way to stop High Plains. He's having a good third quarter. Back cut to Schnitzler. Ball deflected away by Klingsporn. Picked up by Stoker. Gets it inside. Bender short arms a seven-footer. The ball is saved in by High Plains. Great job by Dylan Shank. And now they're off to the races. 3-on-2. Pull-up jumper. Klingsporn hits it. Timeout. Going to be called here by Kennesaw. Now facing their biggest deficit of the ball game. So they got up by 4 moments ago, and now they are down by 6. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter of play. It's High Plains 44, Kennesaw 38 on Classic Hits.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Nice little run here by High Plains to take their biggest lead of the game at 6, 44-38. Kennesaw has the ball with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. And back in is Preston Schnitzler, holds the ball on the left wing. Back up top to Tyler. Schnitzler and Kimley scoring the points here in the quarter for the Blue Devils as Burr fires a big-time three. Trevor Burr hits his second three, cuts the lead in half, 44-41, 30 seconds to go in the quarter. That's a big, big bucket. If they don't score on that one, there's a chance that High Plains scores on their last possession. They are up 8 or 9 going into the fourth quarter. And they've played for the last shot here. 12 seconds, Klingsport clears it out, behind the back on Burr to the high post, kicks it back out Fleming, 15-footer, in and out, no good, and an over-the-back foul going to be called underneath. A push-off on High Plains. This will go against Jabe Wirtz, his first. And there's 5 seconds to go here in the quarter for Kennesaw to get a good shot. Full court man-to-man. And looking. They throw it in 2 feet here. I don't think that they know how much time's left. They're not going to get a shot away. It's after the horn. As Trevor Burr didn't know how much time was left. He got rid of it there to Preston Schnitzler, but his shot was after the horn. And we're through three. High Plains trying to become the first team to beat Kennesaw this year here in the district final. It's the Storm 44, Kennesaw 41. The fourth quarter is next.
Are you looking for more protection against bad weather hitting your crops than federal crop insurance alone can provide? The Kroll Agency now offers total weather insurance, providing supplemental coverage against drought, excess moisture, heat stress, and fall freeze. And the program pays out automatically when bad weather hits. That means no paperwork and no adjuster coming out to your farm. Call the Kroll Agency to learn more and get a free quote today. The Kroll Agency, with offices in Hastings, Kennesaw, Minden, and Roseland.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
We go to the fourth quarter of play. A trip to Lincoln is on the line. And who will get the win here tonight? It's a three-point game, and Kennesaw will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play. They trail by 3, 44-41. 13 points for Cole Kimley, 12 for Tyler Schnitzler. For High Plains, 15 for Dylan Shank, 13 for Logan Fleming. Trevor Burrow, the right wing, up top to Schnitzler. Also in there, Brady State on the left wing. Comes off the screen, has an open look, takes it off balance. Jumper got his own rebound, puts it up underneath, missed the little one. And the ball slapped out long and run down again by Kennesaw, Trevor Burr. So they'll reset it. I think State was a little surprised how open he is. They try to lob it inside to Bender. They overthrow him. The ball picked off by Alex Bender, trying to get it to Dalton Bender. Bender on each team. That's just the fifth turnover in the game for Kennesaw. The team turnovers are even. Here's a three for Klingsport off the crossover. It's no good. The ball knocked away out of bounds off Kennesaw. Good save there by Dylan Shank. as he slapped it off Brady Staten. Went over the top and slapped it off him. 44-41 High Plains. Underneath their own hoop. Nothing doing, so they'll lob it out top. We're a minute into the fourth, and the score has not changed. Off the screen, Logan Fleming. Fleming in the man-to-man going against Kimberly. Dribbles to the right side. Reverses it down to the low post. It is going to be Dylan Shank. He'll turn. He'll fire and score. They have not had to go down low too much tonight. But Dylan Shank now is 17, and it's 46-41 High Plains. Cole Kimley, slow dribble to the right side. High Plains getting a little more pressure on him. Up top with it, Logan Fleming. 5 second count on. He'll give it to Staten. Bay out on the left wing. Back up top, Burr. Man to man. They've switched their defenses back and forth. Schnitzler just going to drive. Oh, what a jump ball called. Mean to say, as Schnitzler was driving, Klingsborn got his hand on it. Surely not long enough to get a jump ball. That's what Coach Ainram's saying. And with that, give Klingsborn his second block. Call it a turnover against Kennesaw because the ball will belong to High Plains with 6:28 to go in the game. And even though Kennesaw's undefeated, a wild card would not be guaranteed if they get knocked off here tonight. So a little pressure on the Blue Devils. And the ball stolen away. Kimley to the other end, lays it up and scores. Big steal and bucket for Cole Kimley. Just a simple reach into the top of the circle. And he headed to the other end. Smart play by High Plains, not to foul. Fleming tries to answer. Logan backs him down and then kicks it out of the wing to Alex Bender. Down low, there's Fleming on the post. He's got the turnaround layup. And good. 15 for Fleming. High Plains, 48. Kennesaw, 43. In other action, Arapahoe, 54. And Overton, 51 at the end of three quarters in D1 tonight. Winner needs to get to state there. On the right elbow with it is Stoker. Kick it to the left elbow. Schnitzler, how did he score from 10 feet? He threw it way up in the air and banked it in with a hand on his face. He's got 14. Quickly, Klingsborn gets it up there. High Plains doesn't let any moss grow, I'll tell you that. They move that ball quickly. 48-45. Storm with the lead. Up top with it is Fleming. Eyes the three, drives and kicks it out to Shank. And right now, fatigue could be coming into play. Neither team plays a whole lot of guys. Holding the ball, Alex Bender out of the right wing. Back up top, Fleming. Work it weak side to Klingsborn. Cole, a couple of dribbles, didn't really do anything with it. Back up top to Logan Engel. Backdoor cut, layup is there. Engel found Fleming. 17 for Fleming. 17 for Shank. 50-45, High Plains. Kennesaw just not finding a way to stop the storm here in the second half. They are shooting lights out. Schnitzler baseline, another forced jumper up and in. Tyler Schnitzler trying to keep Kennesaw in this ball game. 50-47, High Plains. Fleming guarded by Kimley. Ball over to Fleming, just about dropped it. High Plains has four timeouts remaining. Kennesaw three. Wide open right corner jumper is going to spin out that time for Shank. And then a pass by Schnitzler up the floor. Nobody was watching. And a double dribble called on the steal by High Plains. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. High Plains does not like that call. Tyler Schnitzler thought that he had his teammate Mason Stoker breaking to the other end. And the pass got away, fortunately, for Kennesaw. It was not corralled cleanly by High Plains. And Kennesaw is going to call a timeout. 4:12 remains in the game. It is High Plains 50, Kennesaw 47, here on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
Each team has scored 6 points here in the quarter, so it's still a three-point lead for High Plains. But Kennesaw has the ball. Out of their own timeout, they'll have two remaining. They'll dump it into the backcourt. Preston Schnitzler is back in there. Takes the inbounds pass from Dalton Bender. Gives it to Kimley. Stoker on the high post. Ball nearly picked off. Now it's a 5-on-4 to Trevor Burr. Ball into the right-hand corner. Baseline, Dalton Bender. Pass knocked away. and the steal is made. That's the third turnover of the quarter by Kennesaw. Fast break layup, Logan Fleming. 52-47, High Plains back up by five. That was a butchered possession for Kennesaw out of the timeout. Preston Schnitzer, the ball knocked away again. Another steal. One on two. Klingsborn scores. He found a way to use his body to box him away. And putting Tyler Schnitzer on the bench just cost Kennesaw 4 points. Two turnovers, two layups. Biggest lead of the game all night. Now seven. With it is Preston Schnitzer. Right elbow open. Stoker, 10-footer. Shot no good. Preston Schnitzer rebound. Back up, shorted it. Rebound, High Plains coming out of there with it is Logan Fleming. And up the floor, a travel called on the Storm. Just their sixth turnover of the ball game. A break for Kennesaw. Oh, what a tough 60 seconds there for Kennesaw. They were down three with the ball. Now they're down seven. Tyler Schnitzler comes back into the ball game. Don't forget when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, coaches' interviews, and more. Tyler Schnitzler throws it into Stoker. Kicks it out to Kimberly Cole for the three. Just short. Rebound. Offensive. Back up and in by Dalton Bender. That's his first points and first rebounds of the second half. They really have shut him down for High Plains. 54-49 Storm. 2:50 to go in the game. Logan Fleming way out on the right side of the key. Up top, Schnitzer went for the steal. Didn't get it, so now driving in a foul as Dylan Shank was bodied up there by the big fella, Mason Stoker, and that is his fourth personal foul. He's the only player in the game with more than two, and not having a lot of height anyway, Kennesaw will leave Stoker in there. 2:42 to go in the game. High Plains quickly throws it up top to Logan Engel, gets it to Bender to the free throw line. The jumper by Dylan Shank is good. High Plains is shooting the ball extremely well tonight. Way over 50% in this second half. 56-49. Kennesaw to Kimberly on the right wing. Cole off the pick and roll. He'll keep the dribble into the paint. Drop it. Needs some help. Out on the wing. Gets it to Staten. Brady swings it over to Kimberly. Kennesaw needs a bucket here. Needs a good shot. They get it inside to Bender. Bender double teamed into the corner. Staten for three. Hits over everything. And the rebound brought down by Alex Bender. Outlet pass over the front court. Fleming. Fleming attacks. Fleming a charge. He saw the man, Lane Tibb, slide in front of him, and the charge is called. And down on the floor, slow to get up. That was not Lane Tibbs, excuse me. Let me see who that was. For Logan Fleming, it's his second foul on the charge. And a man down here for Kennesaw underneath the hoop. So with 2:01 to go here in the ball game, High Plains 56, Kennesaw 49, Blue Devil ball when we come back.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking Sure Fine and Sure Fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
And the man down is Brady Staten. He must have knocked his head really good taking that charge. He is holding his head as he comes to the sideline. And this might, I mean, you can't speculate, but with all this concussion talk, I mean, that would be what it appears to be here. Training staff on hand. They'll bring Brady Staten to the sideline here. But they have probably lost him for the rest of the night. Kennesaw now with 2:01 to go, down seven. They have not been in this situation all year long. Shelton had them down in the fourth quarter. They found a way to win, but not by seven. 2 minutes is all that's left, and Trevor Burr with a basketball. Fires it to Tyler Schnitzler, who's blanketed by Klingsborn. Schnitzler puts the ball on the floor, drives, kicks it off to Burr. for a right corner back to Schnitzler and a reach around foul on Cole Klingsborn. That'll be his third, and that is the seventh team foul. So Tyler Schnitzler will now be at the line to shoot the 1-1. He is 5 of 6 on the night. And only one other free throw has been shot by Kennesaw. High Plains tonight, they're 2 of 3. They haven't been to the line much either, but expect them to be so down the stretch here. And the 1-1 now for Tyler Schnitzler, and Kennesaw needs them all. 1:46 to go. The free throw is up. The free throw is in and out. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Alex Bender. And now time is of the essence. Baseball pass to the other end. Wide open on the cherry pick is Logan Engel. And that might do it. 58-49, High Plains leads it by 9. Kennesaw with 1:30 to go. Kimley dribbles to the free throw line, gives it off to Burr. He's got a screen, comes in, double pump, lost the ball, no whistle. Ball is kicked out wide to Tyler Schnitzler. Tyler back up top, Kimley drives to the hoop. Scoop shot is up, and it is in, and a timeout. 1:09 is all that's left. High Plains guarding against the three-pointers, so Kennesaw took it to the rack on two different occasions. And with 1:09 remaining in the basketball game, Kennesaw trails 58-51 to the High Plains Storm. We'll be right back.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Timeout on the floor by Kennesaw. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and a high school concession stand near you. 1:09 is all that remains. It is High Plains 58, Kennesaw 51. Kennesaw has one timeout remaining. At halftime, it's Burwell 26, O'Neill St. Mary's 13, Giltner 41, Amherst 23 at the end of three. And Arapahoe was up 3 over Overton in the fourth quarter at last check. Press is broke, and now a bad pass is going to be picked off. Cole Kimley gets it down to Schnitzler. Right back to Dalton Bender, who made the steal. His shot is going to be blocked, and then a foul will send Schnitzler to the line. The blocked shot by Ben Noonenkamp, but Tyler Schnitzler again hits the glass, and this time he'll go to the line to shoot two. Bad time for a bad pass for High Plains. It's only their seventh turnover. Both teams have really taken care of the ball, and Schnitzler hits the free throw. 17 points for Tyler Schnitzler, 17 points for Cole Kimley, but 6 short of High Plains with 58 seconds to go. Second free throw by Schnitzler. It's on the way, and he got them both. Now full court pressure is on, needing a turnover. Trapped in the backcourt, and did we get a timeout or a foul? Looks like we got a timeout. Going to be called here by High Plains because Dylan Shank got himself in a bit of trouble in front of the Kennesaw bench. It will be a 30-second timeout. High Plains still has 3 more timeouts to use here. And for Kennesaw, something else you need to look at, they have 4 team fouls. So they still have to foul 3 times before even sending High Plains to the line. Of course, my philosophy is if you're going to foul, go for the ball. Don't just go grab somebody. Maybe you knock it away. Maybe the official doesn't blow the whistle. Maybe you get the steal. But don't just grab somebody and give them the foul. Reach in, try to knock the ball away. If they make the pass, make some contact, try to go over the top and knock it away. 55 seconds is all that remains as they throw it in and they get it right to Klingsborn. Wide open, spins it across the timeline. Now it's keep away to Logan Engel. Now they need to foul. And trying to trap, there is the foul with 47 seconds to go. Once that ball gets into the front court, you do need to foul. And Cole Kimley will get his second, 15th foul. Again, Stoker has 4, the rest of the team 3 total. Inbounds pass comes to Fleming. They don't waste any time off that whistle, and there's another foul by Kimley, his third. 43 seconds to go, 58-53. Ben Noonenkamp will check in, and Alex Bender will check out. on the season, 68% free throw shooting team is High Plains. One more time, they'll throw it into the backcourt. And a quick foul by Trevor Burr. That's his first. And that'll be a 1-1 here, which sends Cole Klingsborn to the line. Klingsborn has 10 points. He's hit a couple of threes. This will be his first trip to the line. The only players that have been at the line tonight for High Plains, Dylan Shank and Logan Fleming. For Cole Klingsborn, he is an 84% free throw shooter. He's the best free throw shooter of the starters. So this is who they want up there for High Plains, not for Kennesaw. 58-53, High Plains, 42 seconds remains in our game. And the free throw is on the way and right through there. Three-point shooting for Kennesaw. They are 5 of 15 in the ball game. And Kimley's hit a couple. Schnitzler has hit one. Second free throw is up, and it is in for Cole Klingsborn. And it is 60-53. Kennesaw hustles the ball up the floor here with Trevor Burr. Burr gets it to Tyler Schnitzler, puts up the three-pointer. It's no good. Long rebound pulled down by Cole Kimley, and then he is fouled as a steal is made by Logan Fleming. Logan Fleming with his third foul and a 1-1 here. But just 30 seconds left. High Plains upset, but they have this game in control if they keep their heads. Now, the kids are keeping their heads. You can hear the fans. And, of course, trying to pull the upset tonight. And they are 30 seconds away from doing it. Cole Kimley at the line. He's 1-of-1 tonight. Has 17 points. This is a 1-and-1. The free throw by Kimley is no good. Ball tapped out. It's going to be saved in by Trevor Burr, but missed free throws, not helping. Schnitzler drives, gets the contact, puts it up, and it's spun off, no good. Two free throws for Schnitzler. Kennesaw knows how to get to the line, but all of a sudden they're missing their free throws. They missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s, and this is the fourth foul on Logan Fleming. Two fouls here by Tyler Schnitzler, two free throws by Tyler Schnitzler. The Misco Sports Postgame Show is coming up. 23 seconds to go here. It's 60-53. And the first free throw by Tyler Schnitzler is up. It's no good. Tyler has looked a little different in this game from the free throw line as it's progressed. He's just kind of catching it and flipping it up there. Not doing the old knee bend. Seems a little off balance, but don't want to critique the great game that he has had. Second free throw, that one is good. So Schnitzler got 1 of 2. 60-54, 23 seconds to go. The ball is in safely to Shank, and now they've got to foul. Oh, the ball's knocked away, but it goes right back to Shank, and then he's fouled. Oh my goodness, Preston Schnitzler. The ball rolled right to him, and then it bounced off his hand. That could have been the break Kennesaw needed with just 17 seconds remaining. Schnitzler with his first foul, as Dylan Shank did just about everything he could to turn that ball over. Shank goes to the line. He is 1 of 2. And on the season, a 67% free throw shooter. This is the front end of a 1-and-1. It's on the way, and it's spun out, no good. Rebound brought down by Dalton Bender. Kennesaw needs two threes. Kimley up the floor. Looks for Tyler Schnitzler. The pass is knocked out of bounds and down to just 9 seconds. Kennesaw has to throw it in and shoot it immediately. They do have a timeout, but they need to shoot it immediately. Schnitzler gets it in, right back to Tyler. Gets fouled on the three, and it hit the front of the rim. Again, he got the ball fake, got his man in the air, and nearly had a four-point play, which would have turned this place on its ear. But now Schnitzler has to get three from the line. The foul on Cole Klingsborn, his fourth. 5.8, though, is all that's left. First one up, good. If he can hit them all, there's still a prayer for Kennesaw. Second free throw for Tyler Schnitzler. It's up, and it dances in. And timeout, High Plains. Good timeout there by Coach Cameron Hudson. 5.8 seconds to go. Kennesaw trying to get this thing into overtime. It's 60-56 High Plains. We'll be right back.
like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
5.8 seconds remain. High Plains 60, Kennesaw 56. Tyler Schnitzer with the free throw. For Kennesaw, they need to make the free throw. If they don't get a steal, an immediate foul, and hope that High Plains misses the front end of what would be a 1-1. And if they do, you could get the rebound, call a timeout, maybe have 3 seconds left to get a chance. But now it's Tyler Schnitzer to shoot the third of three free throws. Schnitzer puts it up, and it's good. Now High Plains needs to get the ball in, 60-57. Looking, they get it in, wide open, and they'll foul with 3.4. Dylan Shank, they went on the ball fake. Everybody went after Cole Klingsporn, and Dylan Shank went weak side. He just missed the front end of the 1-1, and Kennesaw has to hope he does it again with 3.4 seconds to go. If he makes the first one, it's over. If not, Kennesaw's got a chance. It all comes down to this. High Plains will put one man down there. Now they'll have to put two men down there on the rebound. Dylan Shank at the line. 67% free throw shooter. It comes down to this with 3.4 to go. Free throw is up, and it is good. And High Plains is going to win the ball game. It's 61-57. Unless they foul, this game is over. Second free throw now for Dylan Shank. It is good. 5-point game. Inbounds pass to Schnitzler. Schnitzler's three at the horn is on the way and no good. And High Plains has handed Kennesaw their first loss of the year in the D12 District Championship game. High Plains, 62. And Kennesaw, 57. The Blue Devils, 23-1. Now have to hope for a wild card. High Plains, 21-4, has punched their ticket to the State Boys Tournament for the second time in school history. Coming up, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll have all the final stats, a chat with Kennesaw head coach Jack Ainram, and a whole lot more right after this timeout.
Are you looking for more protection against bad weather hitting your crops than federal crop insurance alone can provide? The Kroll Agency now offers total weather insurance, providing supplemental coverage against drought, excess moisture, heat stress, and fall freeze. And the program pays out automatically when bad weather hits. That means no paperwork and no adjuster coming out to your farm. Call the Kroll Agency to learn more and get a free quote today. The Kroll Agency, with offices in Hastings, Kennesaw, Minden, and Roseland.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic High School, where we've had a mini upset tonight here in the D12. We all know that High Plains is a good, good basketball team, and they proved it tonight. Kennesaw finally took the lead up to 4 points and took that to 6 points in the third quarter of play. And then High Plains immediately went on a run and turned it from six down to seven up. And Kennesaw never got any closer than the 3 points right before the buzzer at 60-57. And Kennesaw could not get that 24th win here tonight. And here's what's going on with the wild card, folks. Obviously, a lot of people want to know about the wild card situation. And Burwell was leading St. Mary's at the half, and that's probably not a good scenario for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's. You'll be keeping our schools geared up for every season. Miskos, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. We'll be back with the final stats right after this timeout.
The Kennesaw Market is an Affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking SureFine and SureFresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out. Catering, too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. High Plains with the victory here tonight over Kennesaw, 62-57. In other games, it was Arapahoe close all night, but they hold off Overton 70-67. Giltner defeats Amherst 59-29. Burwell leads O'Neill St. Mary's in the third quarter 39-25, and at the half, Juanita Palisade led Anselmo Myrna 27-17. Again here, the final is 62-57 in favor of High Plains, which may take away a wild card from Kennesaw if O'Neill St. Mary's cannot come back and beat Burwell tonight. As we take a look at the point total coming into this evening, Kennesaw, despite being undefeated, was sitting fourth in Class D1. And other games that were important to them included Howells Dodge, as they are in action tonight against Randolph. Now, that should be that's an undefeated team taking on a 19-14, very similar to this. But Howell Dodge needs to win. Paxton needs to win. St. Mary's, who's above them, they would like them to win as well. But for Kennesaw, they need two of the three, Howells Dodge, Paxton, or O'Neill St. Mary's, to win. And, of course, Paxton just getting underway out in the mountain time zone. We will take a look at our final stats right after this.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Trevor Burr had 6 points, four rebounds. Preston Schnitzler had two rebounds. Brady Staten had five rebounds, and he got knocked out there with about 2.5 minutes to go, taking a charge. What could be a concussion the way he was holding his head, but five rebounds for him. Tyler Schnitzler led the way tonight for the Kennesaw Blue Devils. He had 22 points, 15 of those were in the second half. He had four rebounds. Dalton Bender, 10 points, seven rebounds, and a block shot. Lane Tibbs had two rebounds. Cole Kimley, 17 points, three rebounds. And Mason Stoker, 2 points and seven rebounds. 20 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting for the Blue Devils, 3 of 3 in the first half, 9 of 13 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 10 in the first half, and just 2 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in each half. Kennesaw had 26 points at halftime. They scored 31 in the second half, and the Blue Devils finished with 57 points, 34 rebounds, 12 out of 16 at the free throw line, 5 of 17 from three-point land, one block shot, and 8 turnovers. Kennesaw's first loss of the year. They go to 23-1, and everyone hopes that this ball club can make it in to the district champ or make it into the state tournament after losing here in the district finals. We'll look at the final numbers for High Plains right after this on the Nabisco Sports Post Game Show.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clear. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Nabisco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Nabisco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Nabisco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Nabisco Sports.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for High Plains. Only 5 players scored for Kennesaw, 6 scored for High Plains. Cole Klingsborn, 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 block shots. Logan Fleming, 19 points, 1 point above his season average, 2 rebounds. Ben Noonenkamp hit a 3-point bucket. He had 3 rebounds and a block. Dylan Shank led the way tonight. He's found a way to step up in big games. 21 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. Alex Bender, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Logan Engel, 5 points, and 2 rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 0 of 1 in the first half, 6 of 7 in the second half of the Storm. 3-point shooting, 5 of 10 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half. And turnovers, 3 in the first half, 4 in the second half. High Plains was down 1 at halftime when they had 25 points. They were able to outscore Kennesaw 37-31 in the second half. And the Storm finished with 62 points, 19 rebounds. They did get dominated on the boards. 6 of 8 at the free throw line, 6 of 14 from three-point land, 4 block shots, and 7 turnovers. High Plains heads to the state tournament with a record of 21-4 after a 62-57 win over Kennesaw. We'll be back with more on the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show in a moment.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cenex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
We are waiting for Coach Jack Ainram to make his way to us here at our perch at Grand Island Central Catholic. Of course, talking to the team, talking to members of the city, members of the community, family, and folks like that. And we hope to get a chance to chat with the coach here in just a couple of moments as he has made his way out of the locker room after a 62-57 loss, which is always obviously a lot tougher to talk about than the win, as when you've stayed perfect all season long, not the time that you want to see it come crumbling down, as well as this team had been playing. But tonight they took on one of the best teams they've played all year. There's no doubt about that. Kennesaw has beaten Bruning Davenport Shickley, who beat this High Plains team twice, but that was the second game of the year. They had a nice win over Giltner earlier this year. They beat Shelton three times this year. Those were their marquee wins for the season. And High Plains was really, after this Shelton game, outside of Shelton, that's the best team they've played since probably Giltner, way back in the first week of January. So it's been a long time since they really seen a lot of competition quite like this. A couple of other scores to pass along to you in case you've missed what we've been able to bring to you. It was Giltner over Amherst 59-29. Also in D2, Layton and Sandhill Stedford are going to double overtime, tied at 59. Juanita Palisade leads Anselmo Myrna late third, 39-25. Burwell was leading O'Neill St. Mary's 39-25 in the third quarter of play, and that's a game that Kennesaw is rooting for St. Mary's in that one. Arapahoe held off Overton 70-67 to make it to the state tournament tonight as well. And I believe that's all the numbers that we have for you at this time. We'll take one more time out, see if we can get the coach up here right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, Doug Duda and the head coach at Kennesaw, Jack Ainram. And, Coach, you never want to drop that first one, but once the postseason starts, it gets a little tougher. We knew this would be a great basketball game, and
oh, yeah.
If you didn't have to be on the winning or losing side, it was a good one for the fans to watch.
Yeah, they were entertained, I think. Both teams played pretty well, and, you know, somebody had to win, somebody had to lose. We just couldn't answer that little spurt in that third quarter, and, you know, they hit some shots, and we didn't.
Well, they shot the ball real well in the second half.
Yeah.
It was so tight throughout. It's hard to say that there was a turning point in this basketball game. Did you get from your team what you wanted to get from your team tonight outside of the final score?
Yeah. We didn't execute things for about a minute and a half very well in the third quarter. It was all because of their defense. They started hedging some picks a little bit, and we hadn't seen that in the first half. We didn't react to it real well. They did a good job of that. But other than that, my kids rebounded the ball really well. I was really impressed with that because that was a concern of mine coming in with the other Bender kid. I wasn't sure how we'd react to that big body in there, and he's a talented player. I thought we answered the call pretty well there. It was just, you know, Cameron and I, we talked before the game, the coach, and we said whoever makes the most shots is probably going to win the game, and I think that if you look at the stats, that's probably what happened.
Both teams have a very good, solid core of five, and I know you wanted to get Tyler just a breather over there, but when he did sit down, that's when things kind of changed right there. Looking back at that, I guess just your thoughts on that little spurt of the game.
Well, Tyler's usually pretty good about it. He lets me know when he needs a little breather here or there, and he usually doesn't take very long, and he didn't take a long time tonight, but he was working awful hard, both offensively and defensively. You know, he was guarding number 20. I can't think of his name right now. But
Shank.
Yeah, and that kid was playing really well. He was trying to post up Cole a little bit when Cole switched off on him. And, you know, they did a good job of answering and doing what they thought they could do against us, I think. And we just, come up a little short.
You guys dominated the boards tonight. One of the reasons you were able to stay in it with their hot shooting was to take care of the boards.
Exactly. I don't know how many offensive boards they had. I haven't looked at it yet, but they didn't have very many. And really, we had quite a few. I know we had seven at half. I don't know. We might have doubled that by the end of the game. You do a little tip out and stuff that we kind of actually, the kids have been kind of doing a little bit of that in practice when they play a little one-on-one. So,
what'd you tell the team after the game?
Well, I told them I was proud of them. You know, good group of seniors, and I feel bad that, you know, there's a chance they might not get a chance to go to Lincoln because I really think they deserve it. They put in four hard years, and, you know, it's been, I can't think of a day where it hasn't been enjoyable for me. You know, they're just great kids. They're great students. You know, they're very active in the community. They're just a great bunch of kids. And, you know, that group of seniors has really done a nice job of leading by example. And I just can't say enough about them. Their parents should be very, very proud of them.
Well, I know our fingers are crossed that two of the three can get a win for you tonight. Yeah. Is that the way you have it figured, as long as two of the three ahead of you?
Yeah, I think so. It'll kind of depend, you know, on what BDS does. You know, Johnson Brock was there 2 years in a row now, I think. And so, you know, you can't take those lightly just because they have, you know, maybe not the best record. They might have had some kids hurt or sick with the flu. You just don't know. We were pretty lucky in that regard. When we had kids sick, we were able to win those ball games. Some other teams maybe didn't have that happen. So we'll see. I think BDS can take their business. If they can, I'm sure they'll move ahead of us. Well, that might be actually who we probably play if we would go in as a wild card. The way we were kind of looking at it the other day, I don't know for sure. I'm not a math teacher. So.
Well, we will look at our cards and cross our fingers and our toes and everything, and hopefully, as you said, 23-1 should be good enough to get you at state no matter when that one is. And High Plains played as good a game as they needed to play tonight to win.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Both teams played pretty well. We just came up a little short on the scoreboard, I think.
Well, as you said, great group of seniors. I'm not going to pick each one of them here apart because they all did something. Cole was great. Dalton Bender, I mean, you said he'd been a little under the weather. He did okay tonight. I guess one thing I do want to ask you is that Brady did take that charge down there and had to come out of the game. Yeah. Can you tell us anything?
Well, he has a little headache. He's not nauseous or anything right now anyway, so we'll just kind of take it day by day, and we'll see where he's at probably tomorrow. If he still has a headache, we'll take him in. He'll get checked out, make sure it's not a concussion. But he really said he felt pretty good in the locker room. He's obviously disappointed because he wanted to finish the game with his teammates. But, I just hope that he's okay. So if we do make the wild card, he's going to be able to play. That'd be a shame if that kid didn't get to play because he's been a leader for us all year. He's done a nice job for us.
Well, it's been a pleasure watching you play. Well, let's at least get one more in the books, hopefully, Coach. We
I
always
sure
appreciate
like
the time.
Yep. You know, maybe this will make us hungry if we get down there. You never know.
Well, should be some great basketball. We'll see you in Lincoln.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Jack Ingram, head coach of the Kennesaw Blue Devils. They do come up a little short tonight. Final score 62-57. It took really one blip in the ball game tonight. Kennesaw turned it over on back-to-back possessions. It led to back-to-back layups for High Plains, and it got them up to a 7-point lead, which they eventually took to 9 for a moment. Kennesaw cut it to 3, but never could get close enough. Never had a shot in that fourth quarter to tie or to take the lead in this basketball game. Well, I believe we've taken a look at everything we can as far as scores and most of the games going at 7. And we will take one last look here and take a break and come back to see if we've got any more scores for you after this timeout.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
As always, we want to thank the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. We also want to thank Howard Schumann, the athletic director here at Grand Island Central Catholic. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. We've got girls' state basketball action on Thursday. Kearney Catholic, Norfolk Catholic at 2. Minden and Pierce at 8:45, both here on Classic Hits. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Sutton at 9 a.m. Giltner will be taking on Why Not at 8:45. We do not have any other score updates for you outside of the ones we've already told you. Arapahoe, 70, Overton, 67, and Hiltner 59, Amherst 29, Sandhill, Stedford, and Layton were in double overtime. Juanita Palisade leading Anselmo Myrna into the fourth quarter, and Burwell leading O'Neill St. Mary's late in the third. Again, 21 points tonight for Dylan Shank, 19 for Logan Fleming, as High Plains defeats Kennesaw 62-57. Tyler Schnitzler led the Blue Devils with 22. Cole Kimley had 17. Dalton Bender, 10 points, 7 rebounds, and 1 block shot. The official pairings for the state tournament will come out tomorrow. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening and good night from Grand Island.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Getting bugged driving up and down the same old strip.